At this point in Suck It Up, Morning Macabre has become famous as the first outed vampire. His almost girlfriend, Portia Dreadful, has been making a documentary on him that's called Morning Macabre, the Jackie Robinson of the Vampire League. And this is the moment when their mutual attraction finally heats up. Portia didn't break from his wary eyes. "I'd like to keep seeing you just like this, without my camera." He felt the prickle of heat in his cheeks. Watching his face redden, she tried to chase away his apprehension and her own. "Is that blood light in your cheeks, or are you happy to see me?" He laughed and came back to her eyes. The silence wound tighter. As their eye lock felt like it went on longer than a mission to Mars, Portia wondered how someone who knew so much about turning into animals knew so little about turning the right moment into a kiss. "Can I ask you a question?" she asked. He nodded. "Have you ever kissed a girl?" His nervous smile tightened. "No." "Has a girl ever kissed you?" He shook his head and ignored the tingle under his lip. She posed another question. "You know what one of those Greek philosophers had to say about moments like this?" He fought off a grin. Leave it to Portia to think of Greek philosophers when all he could think of was the tightening in his gums. "What?" he mumbled. "Is it our chief aim in life to avoid risks?" Then she leaned in and kissed him gently on the lips. The tension in his gums turned to an ache. She pulled back, her forehead wrinkled. "On a scale of 1 to 10? He murmured through a clenched jaw. "This is dangerous." Her eyes twinkled with mischief. "I'll take that as a 10. She pushed in for another kiss, a more pressing one. She felt herself let go. The underground river that she had felt once before swirled up, pulling her into the quavering darkness. The ache in his gums pulsed to a throb. He groaned in discomfort and delight. The sound brought her back to the surface. She broke from the kiss and wrapped him in a hug. Freed from her lips, but not the pounding sensation in his gums, his mouth pushed open. Instead of 2 fangs, all of his teeth were swelling. A new fear seized him. It was the worst form of dentis eruptus, the 20-fold fangs of maximus dentis eruptus. As Portia pulled back for another kiss, he broke away and stumbled for the door. He slapped a hand over his mouth, ballooning like a bag of microwave popcorn. She was mystified. On the 1 to 10 scale, they'd be pushing 11. "What's wrong, Morning?" he tried to answer, but his ivory-choked mouth only managed. He yanked open the door and fled.